TheCoalition.com. You know we bring it to your live. Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Knights of the Turntable. This is episode 20. Unfortunately, this is the week where we don't do video and we're not live. This is going to be pre-recorded, but we have quite a decent cast here, and we got people that are going to jump in later. But let's start off with the young lady that has returned to the family. The black sheep has come back, Dominique.
Finally.
Hey, look, life happens.
This is true. Jehovah.
Yo, what's up? I can't wait to introduce this drinking game.
Richard Bailey.
Yo, what's up?
All right. And like a big man that just noticed the other side of the buffet, there's more. We got a young sir right here.
How you doing? My name is AJ.
What's up, guys? It's Luis, or you guys can call me Blue, whichever one.
So we got Blue and AJ joining us as well. Joe, go ahead and introduce the drinking game. I'm kind of excited myself.
So the drinking game this week has to do with Big Sean because he dropped his Dark Sky Paradise album today, and we're going to give our thoughts on it. So anytime you hear a Big Sean ad-lib, like, boy, or I do it, or, you know,
something like that.
Oh, God. Or a Big Sean whack lyric, like, oh my gosh, you're Kevin Costner, or anything like that. So that starts now, so I'm going to go ahead and drink for those two.
Yeah, I'm going to be drinking as well. The two gentlemen with me are drinking. Dom, are you drinking this evening?
I'm eating, so...
Rich, are you partaking?
Yes, I'm drinking some water, that is.
I am drinking water. Yeah. All right, so I'm still going to put the pressure on Rich. Let's talk about what we've been listening to, starting with Richard Bailey.
Yes, well, we knew this was coming because it's never really a surprise anymore.
Right. You should be in about 2009 right now, right?
2009? Man.
Yeah, you're catching up. It's just the process, man.
Well, let me be quite candid and very honest. I have not really listened to anything recent because I'm still listening to stuff from last month. You know, that is because, hey, there hasn't been much music yet. I'm waiting for Kendrick to drop his album, so I have a reason to listen to something else.
But you got that Biggity Big. You got the Big Sean out there.
Biggie? Nah, come on. That's too old.
No, Big Sean.
Nah, Big Sean. Nah, man, I'm good with Big Sean. This ain't Control, and Kendrick ain't on that verse rapping over him, so nah, son, I'll pass on Big Sean. But I will say something about his album later.
Alright.
Yeah, nothing else, just, you know, Joey Badass, once again, some Childish Gambino, so yeah, I did switch it up a little bit. Some Nas, yeah, but that's about it. By the way, Nas need to hurry up and drop his next album too. So that's all I gotta say about that.
We got a lot of stuff in the works, including that J Electronica. You know, that's gonna come this year. So be ready.
This is
Jehovah. What you been listening to?
You know, I was thinking about this earlier. Because I always stall when it gets to me, and I'm like, yeah, you know, I know what I've been listening to, but I totally forgot. I have been listening to the Big Sean album. What else? There was something else that I've been listening to today, and I can't remember.
1996?
Yeah, I'm still listening to the Dots Project. You could get that Dada.co. And there was like a...
Did we lose Joe?
Oh, man. Well, he's probably about to say something he had no business saying. That's why he got cut. So should somebody else go?
Dominique, what have you been listening to?
Well, shameless plug. Tyke T, of course. The Overlooked Reloaded mixtape. I like it a lot. I'm also really biased. It's like one of my best friends. Whatever. I've also been listening to, I found myself last listening to a lot of like old Cash Money stuff. So like Lil Wayne's old stuff. I listened to the 400 Degrees album last week and was reminded of how great it was. I've also been listening to Lupe a lot. I really like that.
You hadn't been on since we talked about that for like three episodes. So what was your what were your thoughts on that album?
I was like, man, the Lupe I like is back. honestly, I think I had to listen to it a few times to like fully appreciate how good it was. Not that it was bad, but it was like, wait, what is he? This song, you know, the beat's dope, the chorus is dope, but what is he talking about for real? I just appreciate that. Like that's what attracted me to Lupe back in, like, I don't know, when I was in college, 2000, whatever. So I appreciated the fact that that's back. Chopper is one of my favorite songs. Mural. The other song with the Sebastian dude. Blur My Hands. I just like it a lot. I appreciate the fact that he's back.
Did you like the song?
Seeing, I think
the
Drake.
What did you say?
I said, did you like
the Banjos?
What?
There's a song called Dots and Lines, so we have to get your opinion on that fabulous song by Lupe.
Yes, I did like that song. God, I feel like I need to listen to it again though to give like a more accurate.
did you appreciate those banjos though?
I do remember being like, where the hell are these banjos come? Like, where did he find this banjo player? What the hell is this? But I do like the song. Yeah. I appreciated the banjos. I did. Right. Outside of that, it's probably about it, I think. Oh, Nicki Minaj, I finally gave a listen. I know, late as hell. But I, like, refused to listen to it. I was like, people are hyping this up. It's probably trash. But I actually like it. It's not bad. I didn't expect to like one of her albums completely, and I thought it was pretty good. So, all
right. Well, I have not listened to it, and I'm going to stay strong. You broke down, but I'm going to keep on going and not listen to it. Like,
well, you know what's funny is like the Nicki album is actually okay. Like, I'm shocked that I liked a few songs on there.
Joe, stop. You made us crown Migos last week. I'm not really listening to
you. Speaking of that, I remember the other thing I was listening to. Pee-wee Longway, the Blue M&M team. What
the hell is that?
Dude, Pee-wee Longway is for America. Just
Pee-wee,
listen.
Pee-wee Longway.
Pee-wee Longway.
Oh. I don't know. I feel less informed now.
I'm sorry. I'm still stuck on how Migos was crowned for anything.
Yeah.
Y'all don't get it.
We're gonna get
I don't think anyone listening to Migos gets it.
we're gonna get Dominique and the two movie guys' opinion on that. But first, AJ, what have you been listening to, good sir?
So recently, I've been listening to J. Cole's album, Forged Steel Drive.
Yes.
And funny, it should be on the agenda. I've been listening to Get Your Mind Correct, which is a Chameleonaire. It's just being born and raised in Houston, Texas. It was just, that honestly was one of the things I grew up on when I was in high school. And it kind of, it's a classic to me and not a lot of people know about it. I've also been revisiting one of Kendrick Lamar's, I don't know if it was a mixtape or an album, Section 80.
If it's on iTunes, it's an album.
Well, all right.
Unless it's Drake's mixtape.
Yeah, I was just going to say, because we can say lots of things.
All right. But you did listen to the Drake. You didn't list that as one of the things you listened to. I know you listened to it.
Did I?
Yeah, in the car.
Really?
You had some strong words to say about that.
Oh, yes, that is true.
Oh, are you the guy that Charles was telling us in the back seat was saying that it was whack every song?
Well, that's just how I feel. I speak the truth.
I actually have a friend that feels the same way, that like all weekend I kept screaming, running to the six with my wallet.
Oh my God.
Hear about it. at all. She was like, whack. Yep, that song's trash. Yep. Okay, I kind of like used to. Okay, Dom, stop talking to me about it. It's trash. And I was like, trying to convince him that it was great, knowing that it's kind of mediocre. So, it was hilarious to quote.
Oh, by the way, there was two old gods thrown in there, and we're going to count that as a third. So, get the drinking, please. All
right.
So that I'm eating, I just need to keep eating. Okay, great.
What the face?
Just go for it. Blue, what have you been
listening to? With me, I've been listening to, of course, J. Cole. I'm still stuck on that album. That album is sick when it comes to his productions.
Well, you know what? Before he continues, I want to put this up. He is the J. Cole super fan.
Hey.
T-H-E capital, all of them. He's the super fan.
Hey, can't shy away from the realness. You know, look forward to life.
Cold world.
Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of cold outside, too. But besides that, I actually been revisiting the 2009 album, Slaughterhouse's debut album. You know,
you should tell Joe how awesome that album is.
That album is worth a listen to. If you love lyrics, if you love hip-hop, I mean, unless you're on the commercial stuff, then by all means.
Oh, shots.
Ooh.
I'm okay on subpar Joel Ortiz bars.
But he's super comfortable, though. Like,
I'm still livid at you for making us listen to that album and then never talking about it.
We never touched it. We didn't write about it. We didn't bring it up on the show. We just talked about the cover. That was it. All right, so moving on to the first major topic for the day. I don't know if everyone's listened to it yet, but Big Sean's Dark Sky Paradise has dropped. Rich, have you listened yet?
I just want to say this. That's a perfect title because I had no idea this album existed. You said Dark Sky.
Wow. Shade being thrown.
You said Dark Sky Paradise. Hey, man, listen.
Yeah, that's what I said.
I had no idea that this album, it just came from out of nowhere. So,
right. Did you listen to it, though?
No, I did not listen to it. And I see Kanye got a song on here, so I got to listen to it to see how bad it is.
Wow. The shade is strong with this one. Joe over. Did Joe get disconnected one more time for the 99 and the 2000s? Dominique?
Yeah, I haven't listened to it yet. He's not one of the people on Good Music that I hop on first. So check with me in like a month, and I probably would have listened to it by then.
That'll probably be about the time you're back on the show again.
Ooh. Watch it. By the way, I have a quick question for you, Charles. Since I know you heard this album, so let me ask you a question. How come his boo is not on the album?
Actually, she's on the bonus track.
Oh, she's on the bonus track, but she ain't good enough to be on the album itself, but the bonus tracks then. That's what you're saying.
I'm not gonna comment on that. I don't
even understand what we're saying.
I'm not going.
Yeah, that's interesting. Look at that. Joe Hope is in here twice. That's what's up.
I saw that.
Hey, look at that.
Two times the nonsense. Joe, did you get to listen to Big Sean's album?
I did. I started listening to it last night a little bit. I finished it up at work today. He impressed me because normally I pass on every Big Sean song that I, you know, that comes out. You know, blogs will post it. People will be talking about, oh, Big Sean kind of went off. I'm just like, not really, because like we started Big Sean Raps or Big Sean. Big Sean is like on Twitter, and then what's the other one? I had a bunch of people like retweeting me from like a year ago from some Big Sean hashtag that I created.
That's trash-tastic, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, it was like rap like Big Sean.
Bitch, okay. I do it.
B-I-G. But the album, like the cool thing about the album is that he knows that he needed to step it up, and he did it. And like he included all the songs that he needed to make the people like me and you know people who have you know they were fans at once and then they kind of fell off to get them back.
Yeah, that's definitely true. New guys, have y'all listened to it? I know y'all heard bits and pieces.
I've heard bits and pieces, and what I've heard, well, this is gonna be bias coming from me because I am a fan of Big Sean. I feel as though he really does have a good feel for music, and when he gets on a beat, he says how he feels. So,
oh God,
yeah, I'm a bit biased when it comes to that. So, I think from what I've heard so far, I like it.
Okay. All right, Luis, is there a point in asking you about anybody other than J. Cole?
No, I don't know. That's the question yourself at that point. But no, I have not listened to it yet. I haven't had time to, sadly.
Had you heard any of the singles, I Don't Fuck With You, or anything like that?
I have not.
Okay, well, I will tell you, that song is the worst song on the entire album.
So we'll skip it.
Oh, then that means the album's going to be great.
That's the problem is, like,
the problem is your internet.
Yeah, we're gonna get you some high speed, high quality. You're gone.
We shouldn't. You know what? Next time the drinking game is, drink every time you lose this connection.
That is like AOL, like one of those CDs you used to get.
Wow, I wish you
could
hear that. Somebody gotta go run and get him on the Net Zero disc.
That would be definitely a shot fire. Yes.
Ooh, all right. Well, but I listened to the whole album. I listened to it a few times. And, like, the first thing I thought when I listened to it was Big Sean has stepped his game way up. It's the project, other than that, I Don't Fuck With You, which, it has its appeal, I can understand it. You know, it's still catchy as hell, whether you like it or not. But it's the album maintained a really solid level of consistency to where it was kind of like, now I'm not saying that it's as good right now, but it was like the J. Cole album where, like, it just flowed so well, the ending would catch you off guard. It's just over, and you just want to start it over and run through it again. It flowed well. Even the bonus tracks that he had on there, which is where his girlfriend is, the vampire that sucked away Mariah Carey's soul, the song that they did together was pretty good. What'd you say, Rich?
No, continue. I had to point out that was a nice little joke there. Continue.
But, like, the bonus tracks is one with Party Next Door, the one with Ariana, I think that's, I don't know how to say her name, and the last one is just him, and it actually sounds more fitting of a final track for the whole project, even though the outro that he had was still pretty good. But I look forward to the rest of y'all listening to it, whether, you know, you are Big Sean fans or not.
I do it.
I tell you what, I will check it out, and I will have something to say about it on the next show. I'm just telling you, though, be forewarned. If I say something negative, you got to be sure, you got to be able to handle that, you know?
Well, I don't think any of us are, like, real, like, you know.
I don't think any of us cape up for Big.
Yeah, like, I mean, Big Sean's cool. It's just, you know, he's not. He surprised me on this album, so I'll just say that.
Well, let's just let it be known to ensure the consistency of debate. I'll make sure that I'm present next time because I do like Big Sean as an artist.
All right. Translation, he's going to come at your neck, sir.
All right, that sounds good. I look forward to it. Yes.
All right. So with the next topic, we want to address a question that has been on everyone in America's mind. Where is Chameleon Air? We'll let AJ start off with that.
Okay, so.
Because you're a big Chameleon
Air. Yes, I am, and I'm going to be honest. We had this discussion off, off mic. So Chameleon Air for the last couple of years went and had a kid, you know, got everything, grown man status settled. He also did a couple of trips to Dubai. He's been doing a lot of tech savvy kind of endeavors because he's always been on this quote unquote entrepreneur style of business management. And I say quote unquote simply because
you didn't know what to say right there.
I did it.
Okay, continue.
But that's what he's doing. I mean, he's basically going into other venues that every other businessman has done in the history of businessmen.
Yeah, do that.
If you guys are, it's almost gone.
I'm almost out.
If you guys are not aware, well, I mean, you know that Chameleon Air really hasn't been on the scene as far as hip hop goes. But he has been making investments. Apparently he made one into a company
I cannot remember the name of it. Let me pull it up real.
It sold for 500 mil.
Yeah, it sold for 500 mil. It was a company that was bought by Disney. A maker studio, a media company. Mm-hmm. So, once I read that part, I can understand why the man's not doing music anymore. He really doesn't need to. Like, we don't know what level of investment he put into it, but I'm sure that, you know, since he's still investing and working with these people, that it was a significant, you know, amount for him to live off of.
Can I ask a really quick question?
Shoot.
This is just like a little random known fact. Did anyone other than AJ know that Kamina had his own, like, car kind of designer shop? He had a custom car shop, kind of like Pimp My Ride.
No,
I don't. Oh,
yeah. So, this is documenting everything. He has this on the north side of Houston, Texas. He's had his own custom car shop for the past decade and a half. He got it in, like, when I was in high school. And he was actually a guest star on Pimp My Ride once upon a time.
Did they show, like, his shop or anything?
Yeah, they showed his shop. He custom built someone's car. Did the whole Pimp My Ride thing. He replaced Exhibit before the episode. And he's always been in other venues outside of his rapping, which is, it didn't surprise me when this article popped up.
So can we say that when they left Pimp My Ride that they were riding dirty?
Oh my God.
I know you hate that.
We all got a drink for that corny ass line too.
I'll finish my beer off for that.
Man.
Is your beer done? Do we need to reload?
I think we need to reload.
Okay. We lost Dom. Both of y'all internet connections are just trash today.
Yeah, I moved to my living room because for some reason it's weaker in my bedroom and that's where my mic is.
Gotcha. Alright, so Rich, Kamillionaire is probably, in the way that your timeline works as far as listening to hip hop, you should be right around the time Kamillionaire is popular. So how do you feel about it?
Hey, look here. I'm familiar with this cat. I know about this cat, but, you know, from what I recall, somewhat of a one-hit wonder, because I ain't heard too many songs from him that was a real success.
Okay, could I ask you a question, good sir?
Uh-oh.
Yes, sir.
You said he was a one-hit wonder, and I'm guessing you've only listened to the public circuit. What is it that you've heard from Kamillionaire? If you've only heard just, you know, albums and whole projects, right? What are the things that you've heard from Kamillionaire? You know about the cat, right?
But that's the point that I'm saying. Only heard the stuff that was put out there in the public. I did not go to an album. So that really is just, you know, there's certain music that I listen to, that I'm into. Other stuff, it has to catch me to make me want to listen to it. So I'm not saying that, he's a bad artist. I'm just saying everybody has their own taste in music. So,
Rich, you gotta go back and listen to Mixtape Messiah.
Which one? Now, you know there are about 10 of them, but which one are you talking about?
I found out about him, I think it was like Mixtape Messiah 2 or 3.
Those were decent, but I kid you not, this 2 of Mixtape Messiah 1 is a personal favorite.
Alright, I'm gonna check that out. So you got some links to for this information? Is this is all online, correct?
Are you talking about his mixtapes?
Yeah.
Yeah, every one of his mixtapes have been free.
Okay.
Yeah, the mixtapes are definitely worth listening to, and I'm not as deep into it as AJ is, but you'll gain another level of appreciation for him as an artist because, well, you know, everybody has to do the mainstream thing or the radio thing to get hot for a minute, but he actually was pretty legit as a rapper.
Like, even his radio stuff was legit.
Well, yeah. You know what? Let me ask you a question. Since you brought this up, maybe you can answer this question. Maybe everybody can answer this question. Why are the mixtapes often better than the albums that are put out there?
Creative freedom.
I was just going to say this.
Bingo.
Yep. Well, when people get signed, you're pretty much, like,
someone's
the company like that you sign for wants you to do. And so you can have all this, like, all your great mixtape music, and they may not want to put out any of it.
That's why B.O.B. albums suck.
Yep.
Yeah. No lie. Hey.
Tell them about how J. Cole said to himself, you know they won't release unless you got one unless you, they won't sign you unless you got one. I don't.
Damn, what's the line?
Get off the line. Basically, they won't release your album unless you got a hit on it. So it's like you can't really look at what's on the public and be and consider that to be the entire collection and a proper representation of an artist as a whole.
That's true. And like, and there's always the label politics. You got, you know, to pay certain people, songwriters, because they want that hit. You got to pay for the sample clearance and all that kind of stuff, which most times you don't have to deal with that with a mixtape.
Why do you think Jay Electronica hasn't come out with an album yet?
Jay Electronica hasn't come out with an album because why, Jehovah?
Because he's the deadbeat dad of hip-hop.
Oh, dirty bastard. I still stand by my statement that that album's coming out this year. Oh, wait. Actually, no, I don't, because Just Blaze is releasing.
He dropped those instrumentals.
And then, like, did you read the comment on the song?
No.
I can't remember it verbatim, but it was basically people were supposed to do music over it, but oh well, here you go. Yeah, because he said it was recorded in London too.
Because he put out that deer or that moleskin or whatever it's called. Like there was like a part two to it or something like that, and he dropped that with the other one.
Yep, it's crazy. We waited for Deer Moleskin for like 4 years just to get more instrumental after the verse. I'm still, and then we got the outro, which I haven't even listened to the little outro part yet, but I'm sure it's pretty cool. Cause just
I refuse to ever listen to a Jay Electronica song again.
Yeah, you will. You're going to listen to Exhibit C. You're going to tell your kids about it.
No.
You're going to drop it, and you're going to be like, this was the greatest lie ever told in hip hop. But, Dom, how do you feel about Chameleon Nair and his new venture?
I'm always here for people like having a lucrative side hustle, and maybe finding, you know, ways to like get money outside of maybe what you're known for. I was pretty shocked to learn that he like, you know, he had all these investments and that's what he's been doing outside of like taking care of family. I mean, I support it. I think it's cool. I know it's something that I obviously can't do right now because I didn't release the tapes yet. I wasn't hot for a while and have the money to do it. But I think it's pretty dope.
All right, Luis.
When it comes to him, like venturing out, I mean, that's going to be what most successful artists do. I mean, 50 Cent did it. Jay-Z just bought a Tidal streaming, correct?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he just bought Spotify's rival. So I mean, of course, it's at the end of the day, you got to build up your money and keep it building. Can't let it dwindle down. Think of it that way. So
you know what? That introduces a new topic. We'll get to that a little bit later. I didn't know about that deal.
Yeah.
But Rich, did you have anything to add on about Chameleon Nair?
Well, no. I was just going to say. Wait, hold on. Somebody else is about to say something.
No, you're good. You got it.
No, I was just going to say that, yeah, I mean, I do agree with the consensus that it's good to have other ventures to explore besides hip-hop. As I mentioned earlier, I have not listened to all of his stuff or, as y'all would say, his better stuff. So I cannot judge the music itself. But, again, the smart person has more than one thing or, as they say, multiple streams of income. So I give him props for that. I didn't know that he was into any of these ventures that he mentioned. And I know all about Disney and Pixar, so that's pretty impressive in you know, as far as what he's done with that. So
all I got, I just want to ask is Michael Jordan going to take a picture with him now?
Why would he do that?
I forget the entire thing, but He stated something about Michael Jordan not taking pictures with him.
Yeah, I think that was a big thing with him because when he originally started rapping, he went to JV, which is a high school out there in Houston. It was just on the north side of Houston. Mm-hmm. He would practice. He said himself he would practice every day, want to be in the NBA, blah, 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 right? And he looked up to Michael Jordan. He said he would go and practice day in and day out, first one in, last one out, right? Said he had to come to a realization that he could not make it to the NBA. But he would also have these things. I don't know. It's kind of ingrained in the culture because I completely understand it. I've been doing it since middle school and high school. When you're at lunch, they'll do like the whole beats on the table. You'll write some raps and you'll freestyle them or something like that. When you're at lunch, and he would do that and have people making fun of his raps, but he also, over that time, realized he was better at rapping as opposed to making an attempt to go to the NBA. And so when his, you know, an idol, someone that was a public figure that he looked up to while he was trying to become an NBA player, didn't want to take a picture with him, it struck a chord.
I agree with that. I mean, I can understand where he's coming from. Like, I never wanted to take a picture with this particular guy, but it just, things like that always remind me of the time I saw Deion Sanders stiff arm a little white boy that tried to get a picture with him. And it was after a baseball game that they lost. Like that, you know, gotta add that part in there because you don't want to take no pictures of nobody. And then they got beat to sleep too. And of course he was playing baseball, which was not a great time for Deion Sanders, but that's getting off subject. But anybody have any last words on Mr. Chameleonaire? Who may be an actual millionaire now?
Well, he's... I'm not going to just keep sitting here defending the man, but...
I mean,
I wish people knew that, like, outside of, like, rapping, he did decide to, like, invest and take on business ventures. Because I think people, as much as we say you have multiple streams of income, like, people aren't seeing enough people do that. And so they hear it and they're like, that's not possible. Like, or, you know, I can't do that. Nobody else is doing that for real. So it would be nice to know that, like, outside of rapping, he is doing some other stuff behind the scenes that maybe not a lot of other rappers are doing.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, with athletes, too. Like, they go into the league and then something happens or whatever, or they retire and, you know, they end up on some 30 for 30 flat broke and you wonder how they lost all the millions and stuff that they get paid, but...
MC Hammer.
It's like, you know, you gotta... It can't be just that. You gotta invest. Especially, like, it takes money to make money and you have the money, so why not invest it in something? Like,
I mean, look at Shaq. Just look at Shaq. Just that dude's in Buick commercials, Gold Bond commercials, had his own soda. I mean, that dude has everything.
Shaq on it all, man.
Listen, Shaq also has some shoes at Walmart that really look like Jordans, and I took a picture of it. I'm going to tweet it later.
That's not the thing about that movie Shazam.
That's a certified classic. I don't know what y'all talking about. That's the truth, but... Let's go ahead and move on into the next topic. Now, this one is we got a lot of people in here right now, so this one's going to be a little tough. But I wanted to present a challenge to the group where we have to come to a consensus and make a hip-hop dream team.
Oh, boy.
Now, see, I don't have nothing to drink. I'm empty. We're going to have to reload, though. But in this dream team is going to be one manager, three artists, and two producers. So we have, let's start with the manager. Who out of all of the managers, now you can pick from any era, anybody that you want.
Shouldn't I?
I'm going to tell you now that Alright, so we got Suge Knight nominated, but I'm not going to accept he did.
He would be on any kind of roster. I mean, unless it's a piece of toilet paper.
Because whatever roster we pick, he gonna fire. So, but let's start with Rich because he gonna pull something out the like 70s.
Damn.
I will say this. There should have been a list of all the people in these categories to give me something to work with. So,
well, I mean, isn't our like executive knowledge of hip hop supposed to be our roster?
Oh, he's taking shots.
No, I'm not.
We're taking shots. Stop. Somebody.
Oh, I ain't taking shots.
Uh oh, AJ getting
the ball.
No,
I apologize. I retract my
promise. Nick Cannon.
Let's just throw some names out there so we can, you know.
Yeah, because I gotta think about it.
We're gonna count Jay-Z because at one point he was managing.
He was. Hey, we can throw out Dame Dash too.
Dame Dash. You got Jay-Z.
Successful artist.
You counting Puffy too?
Puffy counts.
Yep.
Knight counts.
Birdman counts.
Birdman counts. Birdman don't counts. Nobody want that lifetime record.
Hey, what up, Flocka's mom?
Who?
I was saying her name is Deb.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I like Mama Flocka.
Yeah, Mama Flocka. It does roll off the tongue a bit better.
Mama Double Flocka.
Oh, sorry.
Who else we got out there that's managing?
No clue.
Whoever runs TDE, I can't remember his name.
Are you talking about Punch?
Oh, Kanye. Good music.
Oh, Kanye is managing too now?
Hey, yeah, that's what I was talking about, Joe.
Can we do Ludacris then, since we talk about
Ludacris? You count Luda.
Does no one mention Dr. Dre yet? Because Aftermath has a horrible record when it comes to artists.
Oh, man.
Hey, look, if we put Dre at the helm, we'll get one solid project. But there's a rule though. It's like you know, a card game. If you pick Dre has to be one of the artists and one of the producers.
Damn.
So we can't pull, like, with the Dre card. That's the rule. If you pull the Diddy card, you got to shuffle the three artists every round.
Discard the cards.
You got to discard your whole hand, and he got to harmonize on like one track though.
Yo, is
the Mad Libs.
Is Dame Cam's manager?
Right now?
Used to be, okay. Because whoever's his manager right now, I would want that. Because that dude's had a second win.
Who's managing Juicy J, though?
That's true. Who's managing Juicy J?
I was
going
to say, Juicy J, but Juicy J on top of his own stuff, he's been doing 3-6 for about a decade.
I feel like we're missing somebody. Who else out there in the stratosphere?
Oh, well, let's include Eminem because he did help 50 Cent to his rise.
Yeah, Eminem. But he left a lot of bodies in the graveyard.
He did. He left roots in the graveyard.
One solid project. Yeah, the Aftermath with the one solid project. All right, so who would y'all want as your manager? Who would y'all trust? Should not is really gonna answer.
No, hell no.
Oh, okay.
No, sir.
Alright, so who's your answer?
Who I would want is management for AJ if I were to be signed.
No, he's not the manager team that you're about to employ. Okay. So you are the CEO of a label.
Okay. Let's see. Everyone manage. So I'm gonna be wholeheartedly honest. I want either Eminem or Birdman. And don't get me wrong, I don't like Birdman as an artist or anything like that, but I feel as though he's had success in his endeavors.
Translating that, he knows that Birdman will leech every single dime out of his artist.
I mean, if the tactic is put on the back of the net, the pressure game, you want to ensure that they will get his job done. Isn't that the first order of business? You want the job done.
All right, so he puts up Birdman. Luis?
I'm going to have to come out with Dame Dash. I mean,
Dame Dash?
Dame Dash was part of Def Jam during their hottest time. I mean, you had Killa, but you had Jay-Z under them at one point. I mean, that
if
era.
If you don't mention Memphis Bleek, I might
Memphis Bleek, of course. Thing. I mean, of course. I mean, him, Jay-Z, Memphis Bleek, and that Scarface album.
Freeway.
Still waiting on that. Oh, Freeway, too. Hey, there you go.
They technically Kanye for a bit.
Yeah, that's very true. So Dame Dash, I mean, he left his stamp on hip hop. At this point, not many people might know about it, or the younger generation might not know about it, but he did leave his stamp on hip hop and influenced a lot of artists.
Can we just vote for the Rockefeller for the Dream Team? Like, that just seems like the most logical thing.
No, it is not. So we're not going to know.
It is not.
That is a conversation for another day. We will have a Rockefeller appreciation week. How about that?
I am game for that.
I think they are well deserving of an entire week for themselves. But I'm actually going to co-sign Luis with Dame Dash, though.
For the manager? I agree.
Yeah, with the manager. Just looking at the stable of people that he had under him and where they are now, as a matter of fact. Like, even the people that are out from under him are still successful.
And he had currency, too, at one point.
Oh, wow. I did not know that.
Yeah, that when he did the Dame Dash, whatever it was called, music group.
Hey, man, dude can recognize talent. Because, you know, Currency may not be under there now, but he's dope. He has a following. So we got two Dame Dashes, half a Suge Knight. All right, so Birdman, Dame Dash two times. Dominique, how about you?
I'm saying
I want to manage the whole school.
So I desperately want to say myself, but I have no track record of getting people on yet, so maybe later. But I actually think I'm going to co-sign with the Dame Dash as well. Like, when y'all said it, I was like, huh? And then I thought about it and was like, yeah, definitely.
Hard to argue.
Definitely.
All right, Joel?
I say Dame Dash, too.
All right, Rich?
Man, you guys... all with the same answers.
Birdman's out there now.
Nah, I ain't messing with Birdman. Since you decided to bring up the point of the success that the artists are having now, I'm going to go with Dre because he's worked with Kendrick.
Yeah.
But,
yes.
Dre did not manage Kendrick. Thank goodness.
Oh, yeah.
He works with him. TDE is still a separate thing, and he has his own management. But I mean, Dre has a solid history when you look over the grand scale of things.
You do. He does.
All right. So AJ's giving me a real sour face.
Well, I don't like to speak until I comprehend fully what you're saying. So if you would explain what you mean by
when you consider all of the things that Dr. Dre has been involved in. Okay, when you go back, so you have Snoop. You have Pac, he was involved, right? So you have, now NWA I don't particularly care for because I didn't grow up on that. and that's not necessarily management because he was a part of it. But we wouldn't have Eminem at this point because Dre took a huge chance with him. He's one of the biggest artists ever in history. 50 Cent, Game. G-Unit as a whole, but
by then he wasn't managing.
G-Unit, I wouldn't give him the credit for, actually. Yeah,
he was just producing for him.
Yeah. I don't know, but if we're talking about Dre, I can't forgive him for that Firm flop.
That was literally
the supergroup back then, and he ruined that album.
That's true.
One of those things where when you have that much talent, how can you ruin that? Like, just, you know, hey, yeah. It's going to do its own.
So if people don't know, I know Rich knows. Rich so happy that we mentioned Firm probably right now. But that was Nas, Cormega, Foxy Brown, and was it AZ?
Yep.
Yeah, that was, like, on paper, they should have a classic. Like, they should have a few classics under them right now. But, yeah, that was definitely a missed opportunity. So, but the consensus is Dame Dash. All right, so now let's move on to the producers. I made it two because I think picking one would be, like, really difficult for us to do. But we'll start with Dominique. Who would you nominate as the two producers to be involved in the group?
Metro. And
Zaytoven. Okay. What was the other one?
Zaytoven.
Zaytoven!
I feel like that's a drink. I feel like that's a drink.
Let me finish.
Right,
so Metro Boomin and Zaytoven.
Those are actually kind of my fake answers because, I mean, those are recent. But if I had to be honest, Kanye is definitely one, and I would say Timbaland is the other one.
Whoa, that's a nice little duo right there. But AJ shaking his head.
No, man, just listening and thinking. Stop it! Don't listen to him.
Get them laughs. Joe Holman.
Disqualified. I'm gonna go with the classic rock sound, just Blazing Kanye.
Hmm.
I can fuck with that.
I mean, sure. Just think about how many classics those two put together for the rock. I mean,
yeah.
And just Blaze. Actually, both of them have touched outside of the rock. They've touched so much that people don't even think about. Like even outside hip hop, like R&B. Like they put some people on for real, Rich.
Yep.
Primo?
Just Blaze. Yeah, Primo's good.
Primo?
Just Blaze, Primo. But I was going to say Timbaland, but yes, that was already taken. So,
No, the thing is, if we say the same things, it brings us closer to a consensus. So what you got? Just Blaze and Tim?
Yes.
All right.
Hey, oh, you want to go last? Oh, wait. Come on, y'all.
All right, so I'm going to go with Timbaland and Pharrell.
Timbaland and Pharrell? God dang. That may have...
Yeah. I can see that.
That messed me up right there. Luis? Yeah. Not yet? Okay. Well, mine is J Dilla, which I'm kind of sad that no one else said. But I'm going to go with... Okay, to clarify, when I say Kanye...
Oh, the good Kanye.
I mean Kanye before Yeezus.
Yes.
Matter of fact... not only that, I mean Kanye before...
Yeezus.
Which I like my beautiful dark twisted fantasy. I want that college dropout, yeah. Late registration, blueprint.
Yeah.
I want that Kanye.
Well, if that's the case, then I want to change my answer to DJ Paul and Juicy J.
Oh. I'm sorry, I feel that.
I'm feeling that shit.
Oh, man. What artists are we gonna end up with?
Juicy.
But see, their card, they're just like the Dre card. If you put them as producers, they gotta be on the track.
Oh, no, hold on, man. We can't mention 3 Cent. Hey, can we please go somewhere in Memphis, Tennessee, and dig up Crunchy Black, please?
Are you trying to look up J. Cole?
No. In honesty, my top two would be, and it's sad because he escapes my name, but first would be Primo, and then the second one would be the one that actually showed Kanye the ropes, and I'm trying to remember his
name.
No ID would be a part of it. He slipped my mind for whatever reason, and that's appalling to me that he slipped my mind. But he's one that I would have.
See, that's the thing. This is a tough one because, like, I just thought of DJ Toomp right now because DJ Toomp has classics.
Yeah. Well, can I explain this? The reason why I chose what I chose, and I wanted to kind of, if we look at the success of not only the individual that is producing, but the people that he put on and who he produced for and what genres they step into.
You talking about Timbaland?
No, I'm talking about Pharrell.
You talking about Pharrell?
Timbaland, don't get me wrong.
Timbaland is
so relevant. It's ridiculous about producing high quality music, right? But Pharrell has been everywhere. He's touched damn near every genre. He touched damn near every track for a decade. And that's why I feel like you have to go with him.
So, but see, there was a time where, like, okay, there was definitely a time where if you didn't have a Pharrell track, you know, you were one of the minority, like, for real. But there was also a time where if you didn't have a Kanye or a Just Blaze track, that you were part of the minority too. But Kanye
and you can't really say a Pharrell track. You got to say Neptunes.
Yeah.
No. See, Neptunes and Pharrell is a whole separate thing.
No. But when they ran for that long period of time, it was the Neptunes, not
Pharrell. It was the Neptunes. It wasn't Pharrell.
So Neptunes. I mean, it's a win-win.
No, like, because I actually do prefer the Neptunes. It's just for the period that I was thinking, it was when he was doing it by himself. But I do like the Neptunes and what they've done, as opposed to just Pharrell by himself.
I got you. So, go ahead.
I was going to say, when it comes to this kind of decision, it really comes down to the artist that we're picking. Because, I mean, when it comes down to it, everybody has their flavor. I mean, are we going for overall success and appeal? So, or are we talking about just straight classic albums? And, of course, everybody's definition of a classic album is going to change.
But, with that being said, since we're picking the producer first, shouldn't we be looking at the versatility of the producer?
Which is why I went with
Pharrell. Kanye's pretty versatile.
No ID has to be thrown in.
No, I'm just playing. No Swizzy. So what was said the most? It sounds like, I know we got Timbaland a couple times, and we got Kanye.
Yep, so it's Timbaland and Kanye.
No, Just Blaze was said.
Just Blaze was thrown in there.
Mine was Dylan.
I said Just Blaze and Kanye.
Yeah.
So it's gonna be.
I want Timbaland.
So it's gonna be Timbaland and Just Blaze.
Well, you haven't thrown yours out. Have you thrown anything?
I said J. Dilla. Did I say my second person?
No.
Oh. Oh God.
Oh, yes, I did. I said Kanye because I clarified when. So, yeah, old Kanye. So,
yeah.
So, Dom, what was yours again? Dominique?
I gave you four, but two don't really matter right now. Who was my other one? Timbaland was the other one.
Alright, so I think Timbaland and Kanye.
I can mess with that.
I think that'd be highly successful.
Yeah, true. There's a lot of ego in the room, but we'll
oh, by just having Kanye, right?
by a lot of ego, I mean Kanye West. So we've got Dame Dash reunited with Kanye West and Timbaland. And now for the three artists.
Oh, we're gonna go to war. I'm not feeling this. Because we're not gonna come to a consensus.
I think we will, actually. I think we will. Joe is gonna be the most difficult out of the bunch, though. I already know. Rich, you wanna start it off?
Should I start it off?
Okay. How about this? Because if we do all three from each person, I feel like it'll be tougher to come to a consensus. Let's try to
one at a time. We do one, but we have to. Are we talking about for the future, or are we talking about if they were to be set in stone, these artists as they were?
Set in stone, yes. These artists as they were.
Okay.
Well, all right.
And we did pick Dr. Dre, so we're going to get more than one out.
Well, I'm signing Pop.
Tupac?
Yes. Okay. Simply because had of the period that he had put music out, right? And I know I'm gonna get a lot of goddamn backfire for this, and I don't care. I feel as though the things that he spoke on, the way it was presented, and the energy that he put forth, made one of the greatest. No, stop it. The greatest artist to have hit a microphone.
That's a compelling argument, Richard Bailey.
Well, I gotta respect that argument. I'm gonna go with Nas. Why? I don't think there needs to be an explanation. You know, Nas is, this is one of the biggest rappers out right now. No offense to Jay-Z, but if you listen to previous episodes, you already know, I don't really know what else he can rap about now. Nas, this guy raps about pretty much everything. Storyteller. So I would think that, yeah, you definitely want to have him put out a project.
Alright, so we got Tupac and we got Nas.
Yo, if you had Nas on, who did we decide, Timbaland and Just Blaze?
Yeah, and you know what? I'm gonna make this a little bit more difficult.
Okay.
So, whenever we're gonna do this one by one, right? This Timbaland and Just Blaze. We're gonna do this one by one. Whatever artist that you nominate in that round, if they don't get voted in, you can't nominate them again.
I like that.
Hey, well, wait a second. That should have been.
No, you put Nas out there. Stop it. It's done.
No. That rule should apply to everything. That now you applying that to when we started this whole process as well.
We didn't have to do this with other rounds though.
I got you.
Okay. Yeah, because that one we took everybody's suggestion and just applied it because it was just one and then two. But this one would be a little. I think it would run on too long if we did all three from everybody.
Well, okay. Whoever's going next could go. But one thing I did want to say real quick, I think that the argument made for Pharrell makes perfect sense, and I think it's a little ridiculous that he isn't one of the producers.
But he was only nominated by one person.
Well, there we go. Okay, continue.
I mean, we can go back to it.
You got to charge it to the game.
I think Rich really feel a way about that right now.
Charge it to the game.
Go ahead.
Okay, so we got Tupac, we got Nas, Joe,
Killer Mike.
Ooh.
Killer Mike has been killing everything since his whole world feature. What's that album? Why is it slipping my mind right now? Stankonia.
Oh, okay. Man, we gonna knock out some bad people in this first
round. That was compelling as hell.
Okay, Dominique.
I'm trying to figure out if I want to introduce a new person or just agree with Nas.
You have to put somebody in there.
Intangible.
You have to put some. I don't care if you put riffraff. Okay. Somebody got to get eliminated.
He said riffraff. Let's stop that.
I got to throw Pimp C in here.
Yes.
Okay. Got to.
Pimp C?
I don't think.
So tell me something. If we're introducing new artists, there's no way we can come to a consensus if everyone is introducing.
Just wait till we get to that's exactly what I'm going to say. Probably why I should have just said all three. And then
wait till we get to the end of the round. Just wait. All right, so Luis.
With that, I'm going to have to agree with Nas. I mean, that's a solid pick right there.
You have to introduce somebody.
Oh, I have to introduce
you
somebody?
Have to.
Oh, shit. And I know
you, J. Cole.
When you go to Cole.
So, with that, I mean, if we're going to introduce someone new, I mean, we have to throw in Kanye.
Wow. What the fuck? Kanye. Listen, this is when you play in spades and you know that you ain't going to get shit from this hand.
That was a true blue analogy right there. Thank you for that. So I will nominate Lupe Fiasco. Wow. Why? Because I know he's not going to win this round. So just go ahead and get that out the way. So we got Tupac, Nas. Who did you nominate, Joe?
Killer Mike.
Killer Mike.
Pimp C.
MC, Lupe Fiasco, and Kanye. Out of those artists, we have to come to a consensus on one of them.
That's going to be impossible.
So imagine they are battling each other.
Let's just wins
the battle between them?
Oh, no.
No, that's awful. Let's go. Let's just say Nas and move along.
Because if they were to actually contest...
Well, you know what? Honestly...
Tupac.
Well, I don't know. It'd be cute. With the three people that said Nas, it would have been just three of them. So the three of us have to make that decision. Me, you, and Joe have to decide if we're going to agree with the Nas thing. So I will give it to Nas. So that makes it 4-2, no matter what.
So you're saying Nas,
yeah,
if he were to go against Tupac in his prime when he was talking about life, fuck the fuck, you know, all this shit that was going on.
Mm-hmm.
Against Nas.
Yep.
Nas, the message, bro.
You want me to break it down for you?
No. You can have it. I knew this argument was going to be lost. I just had to ensure that I comprehended the bias of the situation.
Okay, I would like to say something that might ruffle your feathers.
My feathers are already ruffled.
On the mic, Big destroys Tupac. I'm going to put that out.
Let's stop. I need to walk
so
out.
So in a rap battle,
I'm done.
If we got a stage and we got two rappers on the stage battling, Biggie would beat Tupac, point blank. Tupac made good
sex. That's why I fucked your bitch. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Dog,
Tupac made great songs.
Out of here.
Tupac made great songs. No. But as a rhymer, Biggie would school him. And I think Nas is on that tier of lyricism.
Listen.
Oh, man. He's humble sometimes. Uchi Wally is a thing. That's out there. That's for real. But
that's not his fault, though. That's not his fault.
It's 4-2, dog. Now it's over 2.
Which is why I'm not going to argue it, but I just want you to fully comprehend. There is in no motherfucking world parallel universes and realities and things of that nature, sir. You're not going to tell me that
ruffled your feathers.
I'm stuttering.
All right, round two. Pressure's on you, homie. AJ.
No, I can take some time.
No, actually, I don't want to make AJ go again.
I'll go first. Realistically, this might, you know, catch some guys, but if you put, like, if we already established Nas as a part of the group, and you throw Jay-Z with Nas, now, don't get me wrong, Jay-Z has had some horrible albums, specifically Blueprint 3, when he has nothing else to talk about, but I think that's because
Blueprint
of...
Blueprint 3 and beyond.
But when it comes to the environment that he was put in, whereas if you put him against someone that can continue to talk about stuff, he might be actually challenged. So when it comes down to it, I think we would get a better product if he was partnered with someone that, of course, kept the way it should be. So if we put Jay-Z with Nas, I think that'd be a great combination.
So I just think that Luis wants The Rock.
He's trying to make this into The Rock. He's
trying to reform The Rock.
Oh. So Black Republican Part 2, then. That's the next.
Well, he's got a well, think about it, though. He's got a point, because when you go back and you listen to Watch the Throne, Jay kind of spazzed on that. And it was because it was Kanye doing, you know, most of the production, and so he didn't have to think about much.
All right, so I'll go second then. So we've got Jay-Z on there. I'll put Biggie up. Right next to Jay-Z. The biter or the writer? Which one are you going to go with?
Damn! Oh,
the kidding!
Oh,
oh,
oh. Hey, pressure's on. Joe.
Well, I was saving Jay for this round or later. I gotta go Kendrick.
What? God.
Yep.
If he wouldn't have said it, I was spinning. All right. So we got Kendrick, we got Jay, and we got Biggie.
So yeah, let's just end the round.
It's going to be Kendrick. All right. Well, Rich.
So, let me get this straight. We have to introduce another artist, or...
We have to introduce somebody. Whatever. Royal Rumble.
Well, say what?
Royal Rumble. They gotta get in the ring so they can get tossed out.
Well, let me just say this. I'm actually shocked that Joe made the pick that he made, because that's the pick that I was gonna make.
Yep, so everybody's gonna put... Listen, let's just end the round because it's Kendrick.
Right. Or, you know what I'll do? Since Joe is known for making some ridiculous picks, let me just go ahead and make a pick that he was supposed to pick, Drake. There you go.
Ooh, thank God. Listen, if I had to scrape gum off the bottom of my shoe every day, it would look like...
Wow. I'm going to say something random. Method Man.
Ooh. Oh, get it, girl. So just throw Method Man to the wolves. He ain't got no chance.
Yeah.
I mean, right. I listened to him a lot in high school, though. I'm not going to lie.
All right. So Drake, Kendrick, Method Man, Jay-Z, Biggie.
Hey, man, real rap raw. I got Murphy Lee.
I'm hanging up now. I got to go.
Murphy Lee.
We just let Method Man and Murphy Lee battle both groups, right? Yeah, what were you about to say, Rich?
Oh, no. I said that's the rest of it. Yeah, Murphy Lee. That's what's up. Right.
So, I say Kendrick.
Yeah, hey, when we talk about Kendrick, I just keep thinking about that BET Cypher, his verse that we revisited over here on this side. You think about that, it's like, okay, cool, I'm going to have to pull Jay-Z back. Let's just throw that one away and let's move on.
Here, we're done here. Kendrick wins the round. Everybody wants to go there. Shouts out to the people on Twitter that may hear this and turn into a Nas versus Jay-Z battle again.
And because it will turn into a Nas versus Jay-Z battle.
And I'd like to point out, Nas made it. And Jay didn't.
Yeah.
I also want to point out that Super Ugly was not a response. It was a little weak.
Yeah, it was like tea that you dip into the hot
water.
It's
a weak tea.
Right,
yeah, tea.
Super weak tea.
Yo, F that. I'm gonna write a diss for Charles over Super Ugly.
You know what? If you do it, I'll respond. I will respond.
I really know the Joe Ho bump
stuff. Boho. All right, third round. Who's gonna start this bad boy off?
I started off because
no, you started. You already started one.
Let me do it.
Joe Ho, go ahead.
Killer Cam.
Yeah.
Killer!
No.
Killer!
I think I may have fell asleep and thought we were talking about relevant people.
Whoa!
You must have been sleeping 6 months last year because Cam dropped an EP every month. And they were all hot.
I mean, if you're talking about relevant releases, you started with Tupac. Come on now.
Oh, good point. Very good point. Very good.
Dramatic.
Killer Cam is on the table. Dominique?
Andre 3000.
Thank God! Yes! Listen! She is like, we're like the internet is carrying my brain because I'm. That's scary. All
All right, Killer Cam, 3 stacks.
I'm throwing everything else away.
All right, Richard Bailey.
Hey, I think that 3 stacks is gonna win this.
Don't put Big Boy out there and make us have to kill that man.
No, of course not. Of course not.
All right. Who you got? You got to put somebody up.
Who are you volunteering as tribute?
Right? That's all it is. That's all it is.
So since I got to pick somebody, let's go ahead and let's make this a little bit more controversial. Let's go ahead and throw Eminem out there.
Ooh,
nice.
Son of a biscuit.
All right, okay. Eminem, Killer Cam, Andre, 3 stacks.
Oh, shit. Well, okay.
Wait.
Hey. I can't take that back, right?
No, it's set in stone.
It's going out there. Three.
I mean, if there's another dead body, they all going to look alike.
Yeah, Andre's winning this one.
Well, we'll go ahead. I had a better one. I'll say that later.
Okay. Luis?
We already started off the show saying that I'm a big J. Cole stan. So when it comes down to it, if you think about it, I mean, you got Nas, you got Kendrick. You got J. Cole. I mean, it might be an offering, but if you really think about the flow or the synergy that those three artists might have, might make us. If we go with J. Cole, we would have to revisit the production side. Realistically, because in honesty, I mean, come on now,
yeah,
think about that.
If we put J. Cole in, we probably gonna have to wait 3 albums for something.
Hey, those mixtapes stuff gonna be classics. Those mixtapes gonna be classics.
So you gonna put your boy J. Cole in? Someone
has to mention him. Hey, if he goes, he's gonna go to Andre.
Why would we wanna put him on there so he can let Nas down like every week?
And that's where we get back to the whole what's it called? When it comes down to the records playing a big part of absolutely. So I mean,
that man will let Nas down.
Yeah, but hey, keep in mind, God's Gift was meant to have Nas on it if Jay gave him the shot. So God's Gift is a testament when it comes down to what could have been if Nas and J. Cole were on the album together or on that track.
Gotcha. We're not doing video, but I want you guys to know he's not reading from anything. This is from the soul.
Hey, yo, when it comes down to it, the heart is broken right now. So let's move on. I mean, we're gonna go 3 stacks, of course.
District 12 offers Lil Wayne as tribute.
Why not? All
right.
I had a better one. I was thinking Trick Daddy, but I thought Lil Wayne rolled off the tongue better.
All right, and I want to put this guy in here just to say that we had him a part of the conversation. I'm going to put Big Crit in there as a tribute.
What? Tribute.
I put my homie Crit in there. He could have been on the production conversation.
Can we have like an honorable mention? Because I think Ludacris not being mentioned is a travesty.
Well, who's going to be mentioned?
Who's
going to be mentioned?
Rich, what was that one person you almost switched back to?
Made this an honorable mention. Royce the 5'9".
Royce the 5'9". Swag. Yes, sir.
No lie.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Royce.
You know, I would love a Royce and Killer Mike album.
I think it's a travesty that she took my pick, because I knew when Andre's name was.
You were like, well, all of these bodies are going to be gone.
Everyone else is getting lined up.
So with Andre, we said Nas.
Andre, Kendrick, and Nas.
That's a killer!
So now with those three set in stone, do we want to revisit the production side of it again, or do we want to keep it as is when it comes?
Honestly,
to
we may things? Have to.
No, we got Timberland. No, Timberland can make anything out of it. He's magic. He's like Keebler elves in that tree.
Oh my goodness!
And Nas has rapped over Timberland stuff before too.
Yes.
That's not a good thing, bro. Calm down.
Whoa.
Are you talking about? Whoa.
Wait, let me clear this up. He want to go back because he think he can get J. Cole in this one.
Hey, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. No, but if we did revisit, I think we would have to throw Kanye into it. No, we have to throw him back into the production.
Wow. For those three. For three stacks.
For those three, when it comes to their style.
I heard the snippet of what Timbaland and Three Stacks are working on, though.
That's what I'm saying. We got Timbaland. We're good. We're cruising. Timbaland makes magic. He made Missy Elliott happen. He's done things, dog. Justin Timberlake is here.
Because of Timberland.
Yes!
Uh-huh. Do we have to cater to the style of the artist, or are we just talking about the best?
We were doing them individually because we were solely standing on that part of music. And so the production, when we did production, we started it, we stopped it. They were, as the producers that we selected, they're done. It's going. So we're in the part where the lyrics hit pen and paper, and we chose these three.
The only way I would like to go back and revisit the producer one is because nobody mentioned Manny Fresh.
No. Listen, because like I said, I love this dude because you're right. I was sitting over here thinking, if I throw Manny out there, they're gonna make fun of my ass.
Oh no.
Nah, Manny Fresh is responsible for classics.
Yes, we talk about Manny on the show.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Alright, so from the bottom to the top, the dream team is Three Stacks, Kendrick, and Nas over Timbaland and Just Blaze Production, correct?
Yep.
With Dame Dash running the ship.
Dame Dash.
That might be alright. That actually might be alright.
Yeah, I think that would work out pretty good.
Yo, they won't let they're not gonna let Dame do the dice dance in the videos though.
Yes, man, yeah they will. But the money that this crew will make.
No, because look who we all picked. We all picked conscious people. We didn't pick any. None of those artists stunt.
Three Stacks can go either way.
He could.
Nas could too, but it might not be as good if he did.
Uchiwali.
And Kendrick is elusive with the conscious and the
Kendrick would just kill it no matter what.
Yeah, pretty much. That's true. And I guess if we got to get one of them to sing the hooks, we can put Three Stacks on there.
We can throw Three Stacks on there.
True that. All right, so.
Is that the last topic?
Okay, no. We got one more topic to go. I probably should have saved that for the last one. But on an interview with Ebro in the Morning, Bun B touched on his class that he teaches at Rice University in Houston. It is a hip-hop and religion course, and the interview enlightened us to one of the big facts from that is that he had turned down six figures to perform at the university over time, not in just one instance, but over time he's turned down six figures worth of performances to maintain the integrity of that class and to kind of continue the professor-student relationship that he has when he steps on the campus. I will start with Richard Bailey on this one. How'd you feel about that interview and those points?
Well, I found the interview very interesting. You know, I know that what he said about turning down them figures, he wasn't just saying that to try to, remain like, I guess what the correct word is, he wasn't just trying to brag about that. He was just saying that this is something that he really cares about and he was willing to give up getting all that money to spread the message. I found it interesting. You know, if I didn't want to make a joke about it, you know, I did want to. I would like to ask him: is DMX going to be taking this class, or is he going to be talking, trying to instruct people on some stuff?
In between his sentencings.
Yes, that would be perfect for him. But overall, I thought it was great. I mean, I don't know a lot about the course. I know you guys, some of y'all said that y'all registered for the class already, so I do want to find out some more information about it.
EDX.org, they have the online version of the course, because it was in such high demand that they wanted to offer it to more people. He said like the max class that he has there is 200. And they just wanted to get it out to more. So if you go to EDX.org and search hip-hop and religion. I did it myself, and it was the first thing that popped up. So, yeah, legitimately, it is not a difficult process. And he doesn't teach the class alone. He teaches with Professor Penn, who apparently originated, or he started it originally, and asked Bun B to join him when he was teaching in Houston, and then asked him to continue to co-teach the class. But Jehovah, how'd you feel about that?
It was cool to see that Bun is like, because I like Bun B, but at the same time, I'm tired of hearing Bun B rap about the same things on every feature that he does. So to see this side of him transitioning into this teaching, I think that's really cool. I think that's what, you know, that's something that a lot of the older hip hop artists could, you know, they could do later. They could transition into teaching about hip hop so they can bring up the younger generation about it. The whole part about him turning down six figures, I thought that was just kind of like, they made it seem like it was more of a big deal than what it really was. Like, he just wants to keep the integrity of this class, which I understand because, you know, he can't be out there rhyming his big pimpin' verse and, you know, all that kind of stuff and expect his students to take him seriously at class the next day.
True that. How about you, Luis? How did you feel about it?
With that, when it comes down to the course, I mean, this shows how far hip hop has progressed. I mean, think of it this way: when I was in college, or when most of us were in college, what courses did we have to pick from? I mean, history of rock. So now with hip hop there, it allows us to kind of dive more in depth when it comes down to the art style that is hip hop. I mean, there's a lot that a lot of people just don't get to see because all they know is, of course, just the surface. So being able to dive in, it truly does give you a little bit more appreciation for the art, because really it is such an artistic style. Because how many times have we listened to a song and, hey, I just caught something that I couldn't catch the first time? Because there's always something new that when it comes down to that just goes over our heads. So like I said, it shows the progression of hip hop itself. So.
Yeah, it does legitimize it in I guess in other perspectives. Because I'm not saying that it's not legitimate to us, but other people may have seen it a different way. But having it in a, you know, academic setting, definitely it can change some perspectives on it. Dominique, how do you feel about it?
I appreciate the entire thing. As a former educator, I feel like I've done everything in my short life. But I just appreciate the fact that they talked about like hip hop's influence on religion, and then religion's input and kind of influence on hip hop, and then how people kind of see hip hop as a religion. I thought that part of the discussion was very interesting, and I just appreciated that they could speak to it, and that there's an entire course that really talks about the intersectionality of hip hop as a culture, and like every single thing that it really does influence a society that people don't realize. I think people limit hip hop to just music a lot and don't realize it. Like, it impacts a lot of things that, you know, we deal with every day. I also thought it was kind of cool that Bun B is like co-teaching the class. And I appreciate the fact that the professor said, if I'm going to be in Houston, I've got to find like an influential, well-known rapper in Houston from history to come and do this with me. It's only right. And so I appreciated him like respecting the area and respecting artists from the area and just involving Bun B in that. I thought it was interesting that the part that kind of caught my eye was like the six figures thing, but that wasn't like the thing that stuck with me from the interview. So I thought there were some other discussions that were starting to come out of that, like in talking about Christian rap and like the labeling of styles of rap and how that places limits, or it causes people to look at music through a certain lens already and judge it before giving it a good listen or determining if it's good. I thought that was cool. I wish they had talked more about that kind of stuff, but I know the point was to talk about the class, so I'm actually really interested to go through the course. I did register and just kind of see what other stuff is on there and learn a little bit more myself.
Gotcha. I agree. I'm really, really looking forward to, you know, what the workload is like and what they'll be talking about specifically, especially since it's not just hip hop, it's hip hop and religion. And I think you may have mentioned it a little bit, but they talk about, you know, hip hop becoming a religion to some, or just, you know, in a grander scope, I definitely see music kind of having that effect on people for sure, especially when they can't, you know, reach certain things or find an understanding of other things. And hip hop is definitely a good avenue for them to kind of gain an understanding or find peace in some sort of way. But what about you, AJ?
I think that it's great. And I am very envious that I am not smart enough to get into Rice University to take the course.
But you got that online, though. You got that,
I did, yeah, which is why I'm on the emeralds. I am in there. I feel as though it's great that he decided as an artist or to be a part of reinforcing what quality music is supposed to be. In this reference, we're talking about hip hop, but quality music, because Bun B, like, if you had seen past interviews of this cat, he didn't just do hip hop. Like, when they were doing the whole, you know, when Pocket Full of Stones was on the album, they did other types of music in order to get influenced, like everyone does, of course.
Right, right.
But I am very glad that him being an influential part of hip hop decided to go and instruct, because it wouldn't matter if it was coming from another artist like Lil Zane. If Lil Zane was up there teaching.
That was random as shit.
We don't know where Zane is.
Exactly.
We don't Google Zane,
but he was on Vine. He was on Vine about 2 months ago. I say that because Bun B is, in my opinion, in which I feel as though my opinion resounds through the South, man. I kid you not. He's a very pivotal part of not only music in the South, but hip hop as a whole.
I agree. But like Jehovah said, he got to stop giving out those verses to everybody that want one.
That's true. But when you're in such high demand and you're just like, you know what? I ain't been doing nothing but sitting here for a while.
Because he can't express it out on the campus.
I wonder if he charges $500 a feature like Lupe was trying to do.
$500.
Was Lupe charging $500?
Yeah, Lupe's got on Twitter, like, it was like a month or two before his album dropped, and said that he was going to do like $500 features.
Is that good or bad? Because I feel as though that's good. If you're just trying to get Lupe on the track, $500, you can throw it at him.
But Lupe is also the guy that dropped the track, quote unquote, that was sounded like somebody dropped the mic down the stairs. That's a song. I don't know if you know about that.
This is art. He labeled it as art and then wanted us to pay like some outstanding euro price for all of it.
It was like $100,000 to make a music video.
Can I make a very pivotal point that is tangent to the discussion, however, as just as pertinent? There is a fossilized walrus penis in existence that people have paid well over tens of hundreds of thousands of dollars just to attempt to purchase, and it's to be considered art. Lupe could put the mic to his ass and fart, and people would probably be like,
he did put the mic to his ass and fart. That was called Lace. I had to get that one.
Yeah, that was too easy.
But, you know, like, Joel said, like, you know, they played up the whole six-figure thing, and it wasn't necessarily a big deal, the way they spread it, put it out there. As a headline, I don't think it was as big a deal. But I do feel impacted by that personally, just because I feel like there are a lot of artists that, if given that opportunity, would take that money and kind of, like, sully the experience of yes. teaching a class and
yes,
like where they wouldn't be taken serious as a professor in
and,
those instances.
And you're absolutely right. And this shows just how serious he does take this role.
Exactly.
Because he doesn't want to discredit that name.
So. Yeah, like, you know, he's been doing this for 4 years now, I think, is what they said. So, like, he's taking it very serious. He's dedicated to it. I mean, like, and I mean, he probably downplayed it himself. I can imagine, like, just come on stage, do a show. Just come on, man. Like, just waving money.
Drop a line.
Come on, drop right here. Get on stage. Bring your friends. You know, but he seriously was like, no, and that's why he did it. And I think it was sincere. I think that, you know, to have that kind of presence for hip hop and to take that upon himself, like, it's,
Bun's a legit dude. That's why it seems sincere.
Yeah, he's not the only one doing something like that, because Ninth Wonder teaches a class as well in North Carolina. I'm not sure. I think it's Hip Hop Center, but I'm not sure the specifics of it.
You know what's funny about this, though, is, like, I don't know if you guys ever wanted to take this class, but, like, there was a class in Colorado on South Park. Like, it was, like, one of the first classes kind of, you know, like that. Like, it's, you know, kind of out there and random and stuff. But this reminds me of that. Like, I hope that these classes start popping up all around the country.
Yeah, I think there's a Game of Thrones class now.
Well, Andre 3000 is teaching music on Class of 3000. Get the hell out of here!
All right, guys, that's going to be a show.
Nobody can top that.
All right. Did you guys read the comments on the video, though? I got to stop doing this, but I scrolled and read the comments, and it was like, people find any way to try to discredit him, so they're like, somebody from Will Actually Twitter showed up and was like, actually, he's not a professor. He's an adjunct. And so teachers shouldn't be calling him professor. And I was like, that doesn't have shit to do with this. Like, entire interview or this course, like, he's still co-teaching. So, like, people are an argument of, like, what to take seriously in the article. People started arguing about, like, Christian rap and, like, what it should be called. It's so interesting, like, what people take away from the videos. So if you want some laughs, look at the comment section of those videos and, like, try to figure out why people, like, got all in their feelings about, like, 3 seconds of the video.
Mm. That's ridiculous. I'm glad I didn't look into that before coming on here.
Yeah. I have to stop doing that. I'm, like, making it a bad shit to read in the comments. Never do that, people.
You'll bore your blood.
You will get heated. But that has been all the major topics. Let's go ahead and get final words from everyone. We'll start with the new guys. AJ, would you like to say something?
I just want to state, first and foremost, it was a pleasure having been a guest, and hopefully I'll be here in the future. No, not hopefully. I'll be here next week. I want to ensure that me and my friend both listen to this album, and then next week we'll have an intellectual discussion.
Which one? Big Sean's?
Exclusive. Yes, Big Sean's album. Yeah. We'll have an intellectual discussion on how we feel about him as an artist, but his project as well.
Okay. Luis?
I appreciate the invitation to come on. Of course, I'm coming out of retirement when it comes down to it. Just because, as we kind of mentioned, hip-hop and religion, that's one of the reasons why I kind of backed out of it, because I kind of took it as a religion. I was checking, sites for daily, just daily uploads and listening to everything that I could. So, like I said, I do appreciate the invitation to come on. Like I said, I'll probably be here with AJ also, and Charles, and, coming back on and, being part of this more. So, of course, as long as we continue to be invited on, of course.
Yeah. He didn't mention the fact that he prayed to his J. Cole doll.
Oh, shit. The productions, hey, it's Kanye version 2, except he's going to be grounded most of the time.
Don't call
me
Kanye.
Hey, only a matter of time. Hey, the comment section is going to go crazy, but hey, it's all about proven success. I mean, let's take a look at those albums if you want.
Okay, Jason. All of them?
All of them.
We're going to look at all of them?
Let's do all of them.
And look at Sideline Stories?
And let's look at the mixtapes. All right. Hey, by the way, I did review the Sideline Stories, so, I'm going to hold on. We can always discuss that next week if you guys want.
Your score was too high. But let's go.
Really? Ouch.
Dom, final words.
I don't know when I'll be back.
But you know what? It's okay.
Dom's elusive.
Too, so y'all might just be, alternating.
Catch me in the tweets. I'm always there. But also, shameless plug again, Tyke T's Overlooked Reloaded mixtape is pretty great. We actually got him drunk this weekend, guys, and made him do a little performance, and it was great. So, I wish I had recorded it.
No footage of this.
I should have. Again, we were all drunk. But it was a great time. Check it out. I'm also going to give this Big Sean a listen, and I'll make it next week so I can discuss it as well. I also need to listen to the Sci-Hi mixtape that came out, like, last week, and I can't believe I haven't listened to it yet. I like, turned it on and then started doing something, I'm unreliable, obviously. I haven't been on the show very much, so... I'm going to get to it.
I do want to talk about that Sci-Hi project, specifically the song Weak People. I do want to touch on that.
Okay.
I don't think anyone's listened to it other than me thus far, but I think we'll have a pretty interesting conversation about that for sure. Richard Bailey.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
And no, Jehovah, you cannot make fun of Sci-Hi right now.
I was just thinking about that. No. That pass of the gas look he had when he met Farrakhan.
You know, I finally saw a picture and it is hilarious. Richard Bailey, final word.
Yes, thank you for having me on the show. Great to meet the new guys. I shall return next week to answer the challenge that has been thrown before me, apparently.
Oh, God.
This music. I'll have a lot more to say next week, so those who are listening and watching, stay tuned, because it's going to get pretty interesting next week.
Oh, it's going to get interesting next week.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, that's true.
There's
gonna be interesting.
You're
gonna listen to a new album, Jehovah.
I was gonna come on with a Big Sean ad lib, but I already used them all.
there, man.
So, I still like this Big Sean album. I was so shocked when I was tweeting about it last night that I liked it. So, that Big Sean album is a good listen. If you haven't yet listened to Dot's 1996 project, you can get it dotta.co. You could stream it off of there, and I think there's a download link on the website, too. Check that out. You know, we're just doing this whole little grassroots movement with it, slow burn. And I think that everybody will enjoy it, if you check it out. It's probably his best music to date. There's that. And then... I'm just going to be, shouting Pee Wee Longway lines next show, so.
So Joe will not be on the next show?
No, I will be on the next show!
No, Joe, I think this is it. I think your time has run out.
Yes. Could I also take 2 seconds to add, I just wanted everyone to take some time to investigate. Comedian Nerd is out and Get Your Mind Correct that he had with Paul Wall.
Get Your Mind
Correct. Get Mind Correct.
Oh, not your.
No, it's yeah.
That's the one with In Love With Money on it, right?
Yes, sir. Boy, you
oh,
man.
My God. That's one of the best songs ever.
Whoa.
He's not lying, though. You could play that today. People that are, 60 years old probably start dancing.
Oh, Rich? You hear that?
Oh, wait. You saying I'm 60 years old?
I'm kidding!
I was being generous.
That's fine. Bow, bow, bow.
All right, but my last word is thank you for tuning in. It was a pleasure to have all of these guys on. Thank you, AJ. Thank you, Luis. Thank you, Dom, for taking time out to come on. We're going to try to get you on next week, work with the schedule and everything.
All right.
But shout out to the Throwdown. Shout out to Co-op Podcast for having me on. Shout out to the people that hit me up about the show and the comments and questions. A lot of people like that live format and being able to interact with us while we're on the air, so we're definitely going to continue that next week. But that's it. I think we had a great conversation, and we'll see you on episode 21 next week.
Long way.
Somebody throw something else in there. We can't end on that note.
Long way.
We ain't going to get no swag. Come on, somebody.
All y'all terrible. All y'all.
Bye-bye.